The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
And the Lord Jesus will keep us gazing. He will keep us focused on Him. We receive strength to keep our gaze on Him. We receive strength to look up to Jesus. We receive strength for stability. We receive strength to be focused. We look up to the hill from hence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Our help comes from you. We don't have a strength of our own. We are not of them that turn back. We are of them that believe to the saving of the souls. We are of them that will continue till the end. This is our cry. This is our heart to you, our Lord Jesus. You know the end from the beginning. You know our shortcomings. You know our weaknesses. You know us in and out. You know the next second what we are going to do. You know all our fibers. You know everything. It is to you that we come, that you will show us mercy. You will send your compassion to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for help again. We can't stop coming for help. We can't stop calling for help because you are our help. Nothing else can help us. Our discipline cannot. Even our personal commitment can't steal. You are our confidence. We come to you this hour again to receive grace. Reach out to us, Father. Bless us. Raise us up. Attend to our need. In the name of Jesus. I come under authority. I come under you, my Lord. I come under my parents. I come under set authorities. And I minister from my place. Father, I ask today, Lord Jesus, that you will quicken us. Make everything within us, let it be alive to you. That which is dying, give it life. That which is alive, give it more life. This is your ministry. You have come to give life, to give it more, and to give it more abundantly. Jesus, express your ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house today. Amen. And I'm sure you are excited. Amen. Because there is something. There is something hovering over us. There is an heaven over us. There is something upon us. There is something upon us. And we give thanks to God for it. We thank the Lord. And we are trusting Him that there's going to be a total and full downpour. Clouds are pregnant with waters. And we need water. Amen. Is a witness of the Spirit. Something will come upon you and I. And it won't just come, it will stay. It's going to rest. Something is going to rest. And that thing will not lift until a new you appear. Said the spirits move upon the waters, even though it was void, there was darkness, but the spirit move. The spirit move. I said the spirit will move upon your waters. You know, you are water. You are water. That's why you have motions. And when those motions begin to move, you can't help yourself. You can't. You have to obey the motions. But when that spirit moved, the spirit moved upon the waters, and that spirit stayed upon it. It was brooding. Something needed to be battered as a result of that move of the spirit. Like the way you will see the hen will sit upon her eggs. She won't stand up until an image is battered. She will stay there and brood. Brood and brood and brood and brood. When it was done brooding, he said, let there be light. A new order. Out of chaos. A new order out of darkness. So whatever it is right now, I'm saying a new order will batter out of it. Life comes from death. So the principle of newness has to pass through death. So when it seems like things are not really going the way you expected them to go, it's looking like everything around you is in chaos. Sometimes like it's not making sense anymore. The Lord is working out something. Only if you can allow Him to brood and allow Him to truly sit upon you. That's what I see the Lord doing. That's what I see the Lord doing. I say a new you will emerge. Believers' convention start today. Amen. I want you to prepare for the meeting. If you're not going to be there physically. We have provisions, you know, for you to gather with your brethren to partake of Jesus. Don't stream alone. There are reasons for it. Gathering together with your brethren is a requirement of blessing heaven. That's why usually where God commands blessing is when brethren are gathered together. Yes, I understand sometimes you may want to do it all alone, but it's also to avoid distractions. So the commandment of we gathering together, I think it's something you should find grace to obey, unless you can't help it for reasons that are beyond yourself. We thought the convention would be without a theme, right? And the theme eventually landed yesterday. And it was close to, the same experience also last year. We thought there won't be a theme, but 2 or 3 days to the meeting, the team landed. But this is something. This is something.
My go. My Lord, say my God, go, say go, I say go. Yes, there was a kid in a big as a great like a touring character to be a carman, say go, the great dog, they go, crack knock, dog, this and dog, my God, guard, dog, they got they down, look, just a bar, my bread, go, take my bread, go, eat my bread, go, my bread, go for strength, go for strength, go for strength, go take my bread, eat that bread from heaven, eat my bread.
I think we should take it. I'm seeing the Lord trying to encourage some of us that are still considering whether you need to be there or not. The Lord is encouraging you to be there, trying to further witness to your spirit that you should go. Please. Sometimes some meetings can define the whole essence of your life. I thank God, my first believers convention in 2007. That was a drastic turning in my life. Unfortunately, before I came across it, somewhere, it was still around August, the Lord told me there is a convention I want you to attend. He didn't call it, conference, because then conference sound more in those days. He said, I want you to attend that meeting. So I was on the lookout because, I knew it was the Lord. So I was searching, okay. So anytime I walk, go to school, I'm also on the lookout. Maybe I will see one flyer somewhere. I will see a banner. And from there, the Lord will minister to my heart. Then I didn't know Reverend Kane. I didn't know Daddy Busi. Even though I was passing in front of the church to campus while going to school, I actually knew there's one church where they always take something on Saturdays. Then it was singles breakfast meeting. I said, which church is this? They're always taking tea and bread anytime I'm passing. But I've never joined them. knowing that was the place of my destiny. So it just occurred to me, and then maybe a few days to Believers Convention, I think I've shared this before, but I perceive the Lord me to still share it. A few days to Believers Convention, the impression was getting stronger. Then I saw a flyer somewhere, and then the popular faces we used to know them, when you say conference in Nigeria, is our daddies, Daddy, you know, Adeboye, and Daddy Odepo. So I saw those two faces, and the theme of the meeting was Jesus is Lord. Immediately, I said, no, this is the meeting. You know, I said, this is the meeting. And then I wanted to take note of the dates, the venue. Then they say is it was this man, Dulos Ministry. I think they have a branch in Ondo Town, Dulos Ministry, something like that. So it was around Ibafo. They say Ibafo, Lagos, Ibafo. So as I was trying to take note, the Lord said, no, that's not the meeting. That's not the meeting. So, okay. So I let go. One day I was just going. I think I had lectures. So on my way, the fence of the church, I know we all know it, that other gate, you know. Of course, I was staying in Newtown. How many of us know Newtown? Unless you are from, I was staying in Newtown. So I was staying in Newtown. So as I was going, I just saw the fence, and I saw Believers Convention, the faith, and the priesthood. That was the theme. The faith and the priesthood. Even the name was a bit priesthood. Okay. As I wanted to move forward, I said, no, stop. Look at it again. I drew close. I looked at it. He said, that is the meeting I want you to attend. I said, okay. I've not seen this flyer anywhere. It's only on this fence. So let me enter and ask the people. Maybe they will tell me more. So I stepped in. I saw one tall man. His height was just amazing. Very tall. Was wearing sandals. I said, this man is tall. And then I saw one or two people in the compound. Then the compound was not the way it is now. The church was very small. It was just, once you leave the church, that little veranda where you enter the main sitting room, that was the church then. That was the church. The whole place was, you see one big almond tree, one orange tree somewhere there, you know. So I saw one or two people, and I said, okay, and I saw one meeting coming up in Lagos, Believers Convention. They said, oh, yeah. I said, okay, how do we go? And they said, do you want to go? I said, yes. Okay, so how do we gather? I said, okay, we'll gather here. We will leave on Sunday morning. I said, okay, no problem. How much is the tea fare? Maybe they said, then Lagos to and fro was like maybe 1.5. 1.5 or I don't know, or 2,000. But that was big money then, no? 2007. That was good cash. Because then as a student, my parents were giving me just 3,000 for the whole month. Yes. And what they saying, that 3K, now I'm rich. For the whole month. So for transport alone to be, and then I think registration was maybe 1.5 or 1.2. I can't remember. I mean, it's been long. So I left. A day, 2 days to the meeting, I didn't have money. I didn't have one kobo. So I had a roommate I was staying with. I said, I want to go for one convention. I don't have money. He said, let's trust God. We trusted God till Sunday morning. And I prepared my bag on Saturday evening. Prepared my bag that money will come. Money didn't come. On Sunday morning, I carried my bag and I went to church. Carried my bag. I stepped into the compound. People were entering buses. Then we used to go on many buses. Boss one, they were calling people. People were entering. Everybody entered. I know entered. See with my back. And he said, "Are you not going?" I said, "I'm going." He said, "What?" I said, "I don't have money." "And you are here?" I said, "Yes." "How do you want to go?" I said, "I need to go. Because the Lord wants me to be in that meeting." I can't remember the face I saw. So, eventually everybody entered. I was sitting there with my bag. So they have to now take me to Daddy Bushi. I saw that tall man again step out of the... Okay, I was hearing one talk. "Hey, this brother..." Blah, blah. So they came, "Okay, you want to go?" "Okay." "Hey, but you don't..." I said, "Money will come. Now, before the end of conversion, I will have money." Okay, so Daddy said, "Okay, let him go." So that's how I joined. So I went for the meeting. When we got there, and when you get there, in those days, they used to give jollof rice. The one is always jollof rice. It's not that they give eba. It's jollof rice. That the one. So people that already registered, the people normally register right from the church will do the registration. So when you go there, Italian embassy, you line up, they give you your ticket. People were eating. I was there in one corner because I didn't register. So eventually I show my face again. They took me to Daddy Bussi. Like, "This guy is still here." So Daddy has to use his authority as a father in that place to say, "He came with me, please give him food." The long and short, money came within that week. So I was able to balance up and came back. But that was a turning point in my life. So sometimes turning points may not be convenient. When God is asking you to do some things and is impressing upon your heart to do some things, you have to act by faith. Because what I explained to you doesn't look convenient. If it were you, or if not, I was helped, I would have said, "If God wants me to go, you should have made everything. I mean, this is not looking like it's the one." But that little push was necessary. So please, I don't know if this story ministered grace to your heart. The Lord is saying to you, go. So please go. And the Lord will help you as you do so in Jesus' name. What we are carrying is bigger than us. What you are carrying, that thing called soul, is deep. You know, when you go through the teaching, you'll be asking yourself, what exactly is going on here? Salvation is not that simple, my brother. It's not. The people that once told us it's simple told us a lie. Why? Because in our closet, when nobody is there, it's just you naked. You just know that you carry things. Now, this is not a pastor preaching to you. It is you coming to a place of admittance to know there is something you are carrying and you need help. Soul is not simple. For God to come for it is not simple. It's not simple. Some messages also didn't help us in any case, which I also believe that is the work of the enemy. You know, came to further tell us many lies. You know, like once saved, forever saved. It's not true. Why? Because it's not seated in the scriptures of truth. It's not there. And one of the things that I also believe that everybody should have, and I can tell you, once you get born again, that instinct is in you. That's the first instinct of sincerity. That's why the scriptures sometimes refer to it as the sincere milk of the word. That's when you look at milk. Milk is sincere. That's why it's white. It speaks both of innocence. It also speaks of purity. It speaks of sincerity. But then, some other teachings came up and killed that sincerity. Why? Because when some of us got born again, we were true with ourselves. Then, you know, people tell you, okay, you know what? Now that you are born again, now that you are born again, everything in you is like God. Okay? You know, sometimes you can use faith to carry that thing. And I use faith to carry it then. Everything in you is like God. You are not a child of God. You were made in the image of God. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God. Now, there is therefore no condemnation. Wow. Really? Yes. Actually, to an extent, that is true concerning your spirit. Concerning your spirit, that is true. Why? Because a measure of work was done there. But there is another work that has to do with your soul, for which Jesus is adding you to the church. Why? Because there is a body of knowledge. There is a body of knowledge put together to restore your soul. Or for your soul to journey back to God. For your soul to be fully restored. Why? Because many of us believe in restoration of the soul. But you also know that when you got born again, your soul was not restored. What was quickened is your spirit. And then a lot of things used to bother me, because sometimes you will confess it, you will shout it, you will pray it, you will read scriptures, but you will see things. And I began to ask myself, what exactly is going on here? Maybe they said, but is God like this? This can be God now. This can be God. And then from there, you know, the Lord began to speak to me, no, your spirit has been quickened, but your soul is not yet saved. So the things you see are motions in your soul. There are motions in your soul. So your soul needs to be saved. But I have a message that can save it. It's not every message that can save your soul. Or it's not every doctrine that can save your soul. There is a doctrine designed of God to save your soul. So that was the beginning of the journey. And because I ask questions a lot, you can't slap me with religion. You can't slap me. No, you can't. I would ask questions. So from there, that inquiry within me created a template of interactions. And then from there, bit by bit, and then before I knew it, the unction also began to develop. Not only that, it also strengthened my conscience in light. Why? Because once you see that reality, to know that, yes, my spirit is new, okay, but my soul is on a journey. My soul is on a journey of recovering. That the interplay of spirit incursion in the things I do I do one thing and then I feel bad. I don't justify it. I admit and I ask for forgiveness. I admit, no, I should have done this. This is wrong. No, I should have said this. This is wrong. So before you know it, something gets softened within you. So when you hear doctrine of repentance from dead works, why? Because there are dead works in the soul that you must repent of. So from time to time, when that thing comes up, then that thing called the little repentance, you know, that comes in here and there, it strengthens you for light to come. But, and that's one thing that the new creation reality mercy wants to kill. Why? Because instead of you being triggered to ask that, what exactly is going on here? It will tell you it's not you. You are saved. It is not you doing it. But you know, let me tell you one thing. One thing that I know, I understand that heaven is going to flush churches of that message. That message is not of Jesus. It's not. Why? Because it has destroyed many destinies. Doctrine is strong. What you hear is strong. Why? Because what you hear can deaden your conscience. Beautiful conscience that Jesus gave to you, a message can kill it. So, the thing that says, you are not the one. You are not the one. It's something else doing it. Okay, it's not me. It's not me. It's not me. But then, let me tell you something too. Let's leave churches and our issues. Do you know, for some of us, aside what you are exposed to in terms of doctrine that is tampering with your cells, heaven is going to tell you, but I spoke to your spirit. Why? Because even the preacher, the pastor, he doesn't have power over that spirit. The pastor didn't die for you. You qualified for that spirit by believing in Jesus. So believing in him, quickening that spirit within you, and is a tool of connection. Is a tool of intimacy. Is a tool of interaction. So from time to time, it talks to you. That's one of the things you must develop as a child of God, is to involve the spirit. Learn to engage the spirit. Learn to engage the spirit. It talks. He talks. He is concerned about you. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to be involved in everything you do. He wants to be involved. So sometimes when you, even by the time you start, when you want to take some step, he can also caution you. And you know that this caution is the Holy Spirit. So at that point in time, when you see end up going ahead, okay, and trying to do despise, or I don't want to use the word to grieve the spirit, okay, because sometimes it could be that you are just innocent, good intention, but it's not enough. It's not enough. But there's going to be a witness within you that when you wanted to take this, that, spirit was cautioning you not to. If you were to be part-time, where to go to part-time? Do you know sometimes, because of what you want, you can choose where to go to. Yes. Why? Because you know that if I go to that place, this thing, they will kill it. What I mean is that there is something you want to achieve. There is something you want. And you know that if I keep coming to this place, as people will now say, I don't want to go to church where they bring sin consciousness. Eh? You know, we'll do it. Even sometimes, even you that are still in light, there are also times where you need counsel on the matter. You know, if you go here, you will hear truth. You won't go. Why? Because you need something to strengthen what you want to do. Eh? You would rather go to where you hear what you want to hear. This will call it itching ears. You want to hear things that will further what you want to do. And you know when you go there, you will hear that thing to propel you. But you know what? Upon all that, the witness of the Spirit stands sure. This is terrible. You know I didn't send you there. You went there to do your own thing. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying in essence is that let's give the Spirit chance. Eh? And I can assure you, you are going to be fine.
Amen.
You are going to be fine. You are going to be okay.
Amen.
Our daddy will say, very, very okay. You are going to be okay. I can tell you. Why? Because things there, but there are answers for them. Only if we embrace the way. You know, trying to, I would say, prepare our heart for believers' convention. So when I went through this, the thing really touched me because I also need a physician. I need it. I'm a pastor, yes. I'm not denying God's grace, but I also need healing. I need healing. So church is a healing center. So when I read this, it made so much sense to me. And that's the way I wanted to approach this week. I wanted to approach the convention. I wanted to approach every meeting. I'm going to read it, and then I will say some few things that the Lord put in my heart. He said, perhaps you have tried everything. You have tried discipline. You have tried religion. You have tried turning over a new leaf. You have promised yourself that you would do better. Yet somehow, you keep finding yourself returning to the same patterns. Perhaps the problem is deeper than your actions. You need healing. And there is a physician who can reach where no man's hand can reach. His name is Jesus Christ. The salvation he offers is more than an escape from hell. It is an invitation into a complete transformed life. A life where the nature of sin no longer has the final word over you. We've read it. Sin shall no longer have dominion over you. But you know that scripture is yet to be fulfilled. But it's written. Is God lying? No. There is a power. There is a message. There is an encounter that can make it so. This is why we gather at the Global Believers Convention 2026. We are coming with our weaknesses. Come as you are. Come with your questions. We are coming with our wounds. We are coming with our struggles. Our longing for something more. We are coming to meet with the great physician of the heavens. And we believe that through his word, his testimony, and his prophetic ministry, he will reveal himself and accomplish his work in us. You do not have to retain the person you've always been. A new you can emerge. Even if you think that the you are now is better, there is a better version. There is a higher life. There is freedom. There is healing. There is transformation. And the great physician is still in practice. Come and encounter the one who can heal what no earthly physician can touch. So, let me tell you, the reason why Jesus came is for your soul. I understand the work of the Spirit, but the real gain is the soul. The real gain is the soul. And what Satan is also after is the soul. It's the soul. Why? Because, amen. I know you'll be wondering and say, Pastor, I'm fit. I'm not talking about physical fitness. We are sick. We need healing. Something happened to you and I. I want you to talk to the Lord. Just talk to him. I'm too sure that by the time you read the scriptures, you'll be wondering what exactly were many men of old that have encountered the Lord, you know, been speaking about. What exactly? So when we're talking about the great physicians, what exactly is he coming to do? Well, because somebody infected us. Someone made us sick. In other words, he made us weak. And that's why one of the signs of sickness in the body is weakness. You lose strength. And eventually, when you start losing strength, they give you a bed to eventually recover. And one of the signs that also show that you are recovering is that there is restoration of strength. You begin to gain strength back. But then when you look at David, I'm not sure. I know we are all, you know, students of the scriptures. Have you read in any of the scriptures where David was very sick? Amen. Can you recount? I want to find out more. But what I'm saying is that when you read through your Bible, is there any place you saw that David was sick? No. But then you'll be wondering that, why is David talking about disease? So what's this man talking about? When he said, he healeth all my disease, what's he talking about? But there was no record or any account in the scriptures that say, and David, though, one plague just came over and the thing hit him. And David was just crying. So this man was saying something. That was a king that had everything. David wasn't poor. But he hear him say, I'm poor. So what exactly is this man talking about? Well, because everything about David was highly prophetic to speak about you and I. A man in his relationship with God was able to see how God sees. Now, let's look at this place. Amen. In Psalm 103, that will make some sense to us because we know that was a psalm from David. Amen. That was a psalm from David. So David was that was an experience, really. An experience he went through. So he decided to script it down, you know, as a psalm. Okay. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name." It means there are things that ought to bless the Lord in your soul, in my soul. There are things that are worth praising God. There are things that are worth blessing God. That the soul is meant to house. But for now, the things within us can't bless him. The things inside us can't bless him. So bless the Lord, O my soul. Why? Because verse 1 is a summary. Amen. Of the whole chapter. So from verse 2, 3, 4, they are trying to break open processes, things that the soul went through in order to come to that place where all that is within me can bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So this man is trying to recount things that the soul had gone through. Experiences that led to verse 1. Why? Because the same soul, today being blessed or having been nourished to offer sacrifice. Amen. Amen. To offer praise to God. Number one, that soul went through benefits. The soul went through benefits. Now, the benefits are being broken. Elon said, "Soul, listen, I don't want you to forget all his benefits. Don't forget his love towards you. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, laws." Huh? He said in iniquity what was? So he's talking about something. He was shipped there. But one came and delivered him. Amen. Amen. So bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Iniquities are works or laws written in our members. Amen? Amen. That also inform why we do the things we do. Can you see now, when I was reading that thing, the excerpt for the meeting, as I know it ministered to you, right? Because you saw yourself somewhere. You see, those things, they are beyond your good intentions. I mean, think that you tell yourself, "I will not do it again. This is going to be the last time." Jesus, for many of us, the vow we made, if Jesus were to follow him, he would have died. Jesus, this one, if I do it again, kill me. And he's laughing. He already knows how many times you're going to do it until he steps in and heal you. So sometimes our utterances, the things we say, he understands that you mean well, but this is beyond it. A walk, until that walk is done. Oh, oh my goodness. Until that work is done, there can't be assurance of you not going back there again. Eh? Listen, this is, I'm not just talking about sin that everybody can see. Some things are beyond just what people call sin. But you know that God doesn't like it. Now, this man has gone through what is called forgive all the iniquities. There's also a body. Say a body. Yes, there is a body of knowledge. Amen. Or there is a water. There is a water that can cause forgiveness of sins. Another word for it is also called remission. To remit sins. To remit sins. Or to blot out loss. Why? Because the things we do are informed by laws. And once laws are written, they shall be obeyed. Huh? That's the only thing they can do for you not to obey that law is to undo it or to uninstall that program. If the program is there, it's there to function. So, this man here has gone through many, many, many forgiveness. There is a gospel of forgiveness. There is a gospel of forgiveness. Or there is a person that must be shown to you and his laws must be infused into you. And you must practice the law of that person for forgiveness. So, when Paul was raised, that's why I say all those ministers are carriers of waters. Eh? Eh? You know what I mean? I told you are water. There are waters in you. Why? Because water is shepherdic. That's why water has currents. Water moves. Eh? Water moves. Water is also a leading. You know what I'm saying now? Water is a leading. So, by the waters you carry, is also how you converse. Now, when you look at the relationship, amen. You remember they said the relationship between Christ and the church. Okay? Also the relationship between husband and wife. But you know that a commandment was given to the man that he should wash. He should wash who? His wife. With what? Water by the word. So, there is a water that every husband must have. An husband man must be a carrier of water for washing. Okay? So, when you wash your wife, you are actually cleansing your wife. Eh? You are cleansing her. You are making her new. So, she can't be glorious until she's washed. Amen. Amen. And you can't wash without water. You cannot wash without water. Even though the ultimate is that this woman must be glorious. Eh? She must be glorious. Okay, let's look at it this way. And there are things people do now. Amen. Amen. So, if a lady dresses, you look at the finishing point, right? Wow, this lady is gorgeous. She looks, splendid. Or she looks beautiful. Oh, this is breathtaking. Right? She has gone through processes. The finishing point, which is the glory you see, she being glorious, is the end product. But first, she was washed. She had a bath. Amen. Why? Because if, amen. Do you know that if she has not had a bath and she put on even a fine garment, she won't be comfortable. She knows that a process has been jumped. Eh? She won't be comfortable. Not only that, if you're also very sensitive, you will know that she has a smell. Amen. Amen. Anyway, I think it's everybody, shall? Plus men. When the men have their way, may the Lord judge our ways. Sisters are saying amen. It's louder. Amen. We have our way, right? So what I mean is that cleansing is also part of her beauty. She has to go through washing. Amen. Now, I'm saying that there is a gospel meant to wash. Or there is a gospel meant to cleanse. Now, in the cleansing is the forgiveness. Or another word for forgiveness is also called remission. To remit. To remit. Eh? So, because as they are remitting, they are taking out laws out and imputing in new laws. So, it's a program of exchange. That's when you forgive, is an exchange. Forgiveness is an exchange. It means some things are taken from you and some other things are given to you. So, when he's saying that, who forgiveth all the iniquities? Is that going forward, this soul has things. Has things that God is pleased with. Has things that God delights in. And those things are primarily within what the vessel carries. So when you hear, this is my beloved son, in womb. In womb. So when you hear that in womb, is a soul blessing the Lord. So when he said, I find pleasure in this soul. Have we not done anything? Well, because in most cases, we feel that God actually derived pleasure from us because of what we engage our hands with, which is fine. No problem with that. But primarily, have we not done anything? There are things Jesus wants to take pleasure in. And those things are the things he has wrought in your inside. How much you have allowed. Hey. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That bread is a ministration of strength for forgiveness to take place. Or for healing to take place. Eh? Eh? So you see, in that we also talk about forgive those that what? Trespass. Yes, I know. Sometimes you think about your sister. Or you think about your brother. It's part of the whole process. But there are things inside you. There are things inside me. That you need to let go. Eh? Debtors. There are debts. Eh? See? And God, forgive us our debts. We have debt that we can't pay. Why? Because by the time your debts are settled, you're able to settle others too. But you can't settle others. Do you know what will make you settle others? Because you have, thank you. You can't settle debt until you are rich. You need wealth. You need riches to settle debt. So when you now see the first thing that God gave it to Paul in Acts 26. Amen. Amen. Acts 26. Thank you. He now said to open their eyes. So, it's clear that David saw beyond what an ordinary man sees. To a measure, his eyes were enlightened. How will you know an enlightened man? Look at the quality of his prayers, his petitions in the spirit. And I'm happy that God chose David. David had it. Because for many of us, we think our problem is money. It's not money. You can have all the whole money, you are still poor within. It's what will profit a man to do what? To lose his soul and gain the whole world. So, for Paul, God gave him a water, or God gave him a name that can forgive. He told him, he asked, he said, you will bear my name before the Gentiles. So name is for healing. Name is for healing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So you can't separate that holy name from healing and forgiveness. So Paul was a bearer. Amen. In Acts, he said, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. So there was a name that Paul was bearing that could forgive sin. Sin is not action. Sin is a nature. That's why identity and name, did you hear me? Identity and name is put on nature. It's from nature you define names. It's from nature you define names. It's also from nature. You can also separate nature from laws. And that's why you can look at a human being and say you are behaving like a cat. Is he a cat? No. But it displays a nature or a law that is cattish. So when you hear name, name is for law. Name is for nature. So the name that Paul bore was to Kamale Sivra Fradoma Sengidosta Prakaya Shubrena Tafone Mikio Suvra Lidenemeranto Keme Sebio Sebio Milihanto Fimahandi Kando Fando Fando Malia Andi Kando Fando Fando Pengala Bania Ribreandos 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 Sukamandaya Puveand 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 Shibranandea. So that name that Paul had was a water to baptize men. Huh? Yes. Eh? That's when you want to dye a thing, you want to change the nature or the color of that thing, you baptize it. So, what God gave to Paul was a dye. You can't remove dye unless you put another dye. It soak, every fiber will soak it and show the color. I know for every dye, there are also patterns. Patterns are already there. Eh? You can't tear away that pattern until you redye it with another pattern. So Paul was given that authority. So the man was moving around diamond. So it will amaze you why when the Lord, he said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So it's clear that all those names are waters. Because he asks that they should be baptized. And then you'll be wondering, how? How? You baptize by teaching. So when Paul was teaching, amen, he was teaching laws. He was teaching remission. He was teaching forgiveness. He was blotting out ordinances. He was dealing with laws. He was dealing with spirits. He was dealing with natures. He was dealing with things in man. You are your things. There are things you and I carry. Why? Because those things that you and I carry, they've held us. There are powers over us. Eh? It's a grip. But you don't know it's a grip. Because that grip is a work that has taught you how to cooperate with it. So you don't know it's a grip. Amen. Amen. And when they ask you, you say, it's me. It's not you. That's why it will take him when he shows up to know it's not been you all the while. Somebody is doing the work behind the scene. Delivering thee from the people. Amen. Amen. So it means this man himself that was sent as a bearer of his name, both before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. You could see that, of course, when you look at it, you see that Paul went through all this. Paul went to the Gentiles. Paul bore that name before the Gentiles. He was an apostle sent to the Gentiles. That means he was giving the answer to the Gentilic soul. It means any Gentile that doesn't hear Paul won't be saved. Heaven gave him the document on how to dismantle laws and truly make a Gentile a Jew in the spirit. God gave him that document. So from there, he moved not just on the Gentiles, he also met with kings. And the same man also met with the children of Israel. So he bore that name across all these waters. Amen. Do you know, oh my God, when I say you are water, you are not believing me. Do you know how races, tribes, tongues, are divided? It's by water. There's what is called Yoruba water. So once you drink of that, you drink of that nation. Why? Because waters are nations. You carry it. That's in most cases, even across states, the division across is by water. How they separate state from state, go and check, is water. Even sometimes continent is also oceans. Oh my God. Now, those waters, they are just trying to use something to teach you something. Eh? If you are going to Ondo State, that's in most cases what they use to bridge the state are bridges. The boundary between Ondo and Ogun State is water. That's why all of them have water. You saw Ogun River. That river is not ordinary. That's why when things happen there. Unless you are under another water, when that water speaks, the motion in you will vibe. Unless you are into another water. He said, go to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let them take in another water. So for Paul, Paul first was delivering thee. Paul delivering thee. The one they sent, they had to first of all deliver him from that water. You can't give a water you don't have. So Paul was first of all delivered from the people. When he said people in Israel, amen. When he said people, what they used to call people are Israelites. It's the language of the spirit to a man that understood what God was saying. Why? Because before God. Now, you see that thing on Israel is, you'll be wondering, why is God after a nation? Let me tell you, there is something upon Israel. It's beyond just a nation. It's God, signet in the earth. Let me tell you something that happened. And I was wondering, what is this? That's why when the scripture says, those that pray for Israel shall prosper. Guy, there is a power there. Why? Because it's beyond Israel. It's Satan versus God. This is one tangible sign that God was in the earth. He called it a people. A people, because God owned them to a measure. We had an experience, you know, when this issue of Israel and Iran. No, I think maybe it was something in Gaza. I don't know, you know. Not even it was a bit, I mean, some 3-4 years ago, I could remember. And they're not saying, okay, and what's wrong with Israel? That place doesn't belong to them. So it was like a debate in school. It was a debate in school. Let me now tell you what happened. One was for Israel. The other one was against Israel. And the two ladies were Muslims. The two ladies were Muslims. But then the audience, of course, is a mixed multitude, right? But for the sake of education, right? we are doing something. We have for and against to make the debate sweet, right? The lady that was for, whether Iran or Afghanistan, I don't know, whatever, that was for the Muslim anyway. When she spoke, what she said made so much sense if you want to think it mental and emotions. That's how many of us are caught in that web. Eh? Do you know the other girl didn't sound more? I said, hey, this girl that spoke now, she's on scatter ground. Already, all the children already shouting, hey, hey, Israel is gilikilika, Israel is gilikilika. But in history, that land belongs to them. But they don't want to come back to the Bible. They don't want to go through the Bible to do their defense. Do you know the other girl who was also a Muslim? Immediately she stood, a glow came upon her. Why? Because you don't know how people early are indoctrinated. Because at that point it was tender soul, innocent soul, then an opportunity to write. So such a thing can have some kind of hatred for Israel all the days of their life. Immediately that girl stood, I saw a glow upon her. When she was done talking, the whole place went silent. I said, God, God is showing something. So when you say a people, when you say delivering from the people, when you say the people, they are the keepers of the oracles. The Jew. When it was now done, we have the people. Any other person after the people are Gentiles. So Gentile is not just Africa. Once you remove Jew, all other races are counted Gentiles. Are we together? Now, he said, delivering thee from the people. Number one, I want to deliver you from the Jew nature first. Not only that, and also from the Gentiles. We'll be wondering that, what's the correlation? There was actually a correlation. Well, because Paul was both a Jew and a Roman. Paul was both a Jew in his nature. Amen. Amen. He was an Israelite, a Jew. He was also a Roman. So God needed to deliver him both from the Jew nature and also the Gentile nature. Don't you see in his defense? When the thing reads, he said, I'm a Roman. I'm a Roman citizen. And it was clear, it was actually one. Not just in letter, in his thinking. Because it was reasoning. Amen. Amen. He was carrying these two waters. See the interplay. When he met the Pharisee and the Sadducee, he wanted to confuse them. He said, I believe in resurrection. The whole gathering gather. Everything, they got confused. Now, that is a wisdom. Because when you say Roman, it's also Greek. Man, when you say Greek, Greek is wisdom. It's wisdom. So, God needed to first of all deliver him from both. Amen. Amen. Let's go back. Amen. Now, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. I am sending you to do what? To open their eyes. Let the scale fall. Let them truly see where the problem is. Eh? Let the scale fall. Eh? So when you see our Lord also in Luke, number one in Isaiah, he said the same thing in Isaiah. He broke it down a little bit in Luke chapter 4. Eh? Eh? He called it recovering of sight. Preaching deliverance. Amen. Amen. No, 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 no. Deliverance that we know, we don't preach deliverance. You conduct deliverance. So it means there is a captivity. And here he didn't say, he said, preach deliverance to the captives. And recovering of sight to the blind. It means something happened to us. So there is a deliverance that must be preached. But the deliverance we know you cast. You evil spirit, I cast you out. No, this one you don't cast it out. He's sitting there by law. You have to unseat him by law. He's there legally. is legally there ruling over your life. So they have to preach. So high priest has to sit and then offer. My offer. They have to give things. To also appease motions. One shade to two. There are things they need to do. They need to offer things. To deal with laws. So those things were given to him. So, amen. To open their eyes and to turn them. We're on a voyage. Nothing can U-turn us. Not our own strength. Another power must jam power on the way and cause us to turn. Okay? So when strength comes, strength is ministered to you to cooperate with the turning. What do they do? To do what? To open their eyes, not only that, and to turn them from darkness to light. Why? Because this darkness, you don't know it. That's what the first thing needs to do is to open your eyes to know what darkness is. Why? Because if eyes are not open, you will keep the darkness. Why? Because the owner of the darkness taught us how to keep it. He schooled us well how to keep darkness. So what he needs to do first is to open our eyes to know what darkness is. Why? Because darkness defines darkness to us. So that we won't discern darkness. So he has to come with light to say, no, that thing is actually darkness. Darkness is a life, my brother. It's not okuku. It's a life. Should I shock you? It's a beautiful life. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And what? Now, all these things, they are layers. Layers of operation with thorough supervision. Thorough supervision. People are in charge to ensure that things are done as it is written. Everything is in accordance. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, in answer to open their eyes to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan. Power of Satan. Unto God. What should they do? That they may receive. So you know we wanted that. So what kind of forgiveness is that? Receive forgiveness of sins. It's also called forgiveness of iniquities. That the psalmist talk about. Well, you wonder that, how? I thought for you just, you are forgiven. See work that needs to be done for forgiveness to take place. So the preaching, the teaching, hallelujah. Everything going on, they are all offerings and sacrifices. Being offered for your offering to be acceptable so that remission can take place. To remit. Careful work. The undoing works. That's why when you stay under that teaching for a while, it's not, no, it takes time. Because it took time for those laws to be written. So to unwrite them, it also takes a process. So once you are on and they remove it, a time will come, wagbera olefo. Why? Because those laws have been tampered with. From the power. So the same power. You also saw it in Ephesians chapter 2. You as it quickened. Who were dead in sins and trespasses. Is that not so? And you as it quickened. Who were dead in sins and trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past ye walk. So everyone walking is walking under a power. Everyone is walking under a power. I can tell you. Nothing is ordinary. There is somebody in charge of something. Everything. Somebody is in charge. So there is a power governing men.
Okay? And this power ensures that you do things accordingly. Eh? There is no chaos. Eh? Wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this, according to the prince of the power of the air. It's not the same thing with the power of Satan. Somebody is in the air. Governing it. The thought you have, somebody is selling it to you. Something you call it inspiration. The spirit that now walketh. Now, walketh in children of disobedience. So once your spirit are quickened, it doesn't deliver you from this spirit. No. No, well, because the walkings is not in your spirit. The walkings is in your soul. Eh? Those walkings are in the soul. So if somebody is not born again, number one, born again does not deliver from the power of the air. Okay? But it qualifies you for deliverance. It doesn't deliver you, but it qualifies you for because you need to be exposed to another power. Okay? That's what is being referred to as to preach deliverance to the captive. What's the captive there? We are all captive under this spirit. Eh? This spirit are in charge of everything. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 6. Amen.
Amen.
Ah. 6. Can you see? Now, when you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen.
Amen.
Even sometimes, even sometimes the people you think are the ones, and I don't know. And also when they ask for your enemies, you think about your uncle. It's also possible they're also using your uncle anyway. Things that are working against your destiny. Uncle me, pastor, mom, uncle me. Uncle Buru. Pastor, uncle Buru gone. But that war your own. That war be bed. I'm a ring con. Mumari picture me, uncle. Mori picture me. They can use them. But these are not your enemies. Now, Paul is saying, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. They can use flesh and blood. We are no wrestler. They are just packages that other spirits are in charge of using. Darkness is bad. Darkness is bad. Darkness is bad. So that thing brings suspicion, even within the family. Are you wow? Are you Leo? That's why we want to travel. We want to travel abroad. Say abroad. You won't tell anybody. Even plus your siblings. Even something that your pastor, you won't say it. Ayewa. Toba land. Lando. Balo Sherry. Daddy, what can we say? Nani? Kini eka. Na spirit. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Against principalities. These are spirits. Against powers. Against rulers of the darkness of this world. Eh? All this you are seeing now is hierarchy. Well-fortified layers. Well-structured. Order. So once you are delivered from one, they will say, ah, lemme anymore. Oh yeah, principalities, powers, rulers, and move. Then you now move to another spiritual wickedness in high places. Psalm 103. Now you will not understand why. Let me summarize that place. Now, what I explained to you in Ephesians now, you will now see that by the time you go back to that same Psalm 103, you will now discover that when you got to throne, he also gave you other stratas. To mean that there's no way a soul can be blessed. There are stratas to follow. So the way you saw the cherubims. Now, this guy understands how you rule over soul. He copied that thing from God. So how he structured those places in Ephesians 6, he copied it from God. Because throne needs soul. The footstool of every throne is soul. The heavens is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where is the place of my rest? So, place of expression is soul. So, every spirit understand that. They know. So, now, when Enoch said the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. So, when you now hear it, the physicians from the heavens. Healings from heaven. Now, what contaminated us and gave us those diseases is also other heavens. It's other heavens. But there is a great physician. A great physician from the heavens that can heal our diseases totally. Why? Because disease is also a sign of corruption. So, when you go back to Psalm 103, amen, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. So, the Lord has prepared his throne. So, there can be healing. Amen. Amen. There can be healing without throne. There can be healing without water. Why? Because there is a kind of water that can heal us totally. And that water issues out of the throne. That means every throne has a water that they give to the soul. So the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. And what? His kingdom ruleth. Thus you must be careful what you hear. Be careful what you hear. Because there are things you hear that can make you sick forever. And also to heal you back. There are things we kept doing that is making the disease to stay. Do you know how disease come? It won't come straight. They will cause you to eat something. So that's going to be the doorway. So there are commandments. Eh? That's how you hear heavens. Why? Because mountains are places where they serve feast. Amen. Yeah. When you hear mountains, they are also called heavens. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make a feast for all people. So mountains are also heavens where feasts are made. Eh? So when these feasts are made and you partake of the feast or you partake of the bread, or you partake of the meal, or you partake of the word, or you partake of the doctrine, or you partake of the commandment, eh? Things happen to you. Things happen to you. Things happen to you. So, for this guy that hearken to the voice of his word, that's how they ever sustain their strength. By obeying the commandment. Hearkening to the voice of his word. Now, that's the highest layer. Is that not so? So, it's also that same layer that's also called spiritual wickedness in high places. They are the toughest. Like, when you also look at the angels, the cherubims are the highest. That's at the point of comparison, when they raised the sun, they took the best of this creation. The highest class, as an object of comparison. Eh? And I said, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. These are seraphims. Eh? There are ministers of his pleasure. Amen. Amen. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Okay, these are seraphs. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. That's another heaven. Okay? There's also the heaven of man. The heaven of man. That's actually where the soul is meant to be. It is this place that Satan took from Adam. Why? Because the Lord has given the earth to man. Man is meant to be the king. standing in God's stead to order the earth according to heaven. So Satan took this place legally, like the way Esau sold his birthright. Amen. It wasn't forceful. There was a bargain. There was a trade. Guy, how far now? May he say that? How much you get? $50. You sure? Anna. My ad. Sure you want to sell? That thing itself, I don't know. They just they call them bad right. May I they hungry, Joe? May I add something? May I give you that thing? It don't make sense to me. Man must chop now. I go hungry. You know, when you are hungry, you need to think. As I did now food. So, Jacob took it legally. So, Satan took it legally. That's why God said, no, the man was not deceived. If a Roman said it, the Adam by himself, what do? He dropped the thing for a higher hope. So the psalmist, that verse 1, he went through things. So some of the things that minister, forgiveth all thy iniquities, they were names and works. The name of the Son, the name of the Father, they did all that. You know, say, who healeth all thy diseases? Diseases are healed from heaven. Yes. Did you hear when he said, if you shall humble thyself, if my people who are called by my name shall do what? Shall humble themselves and do what? And call and pray. What will I do? I will hear from heaven. And what will I do? I will forgive their sins and do what? Heal their land. So it means healing is from heaven. Healing from heaven. And the land, I know we pray for Nigeria. But God was talking about your soul, my soul. It needs healing. Psalm 103. Amen. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What do you call benefit? It's when you are done, you make account now. You are recounting the things you passed through and the profits. So that verse 1, you know, is the finishing. But then from verse 2 downward, they're trying to break it open and all the processes, the layers. Amen? So now say, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Our diseases are going to be healed. Yeah. Why? Because he that can heal all diseases is in the house. But he won't heal all at once. But you'll be healing them. But he will ensure all is healed. Go. Here again, he broke it open. Who redeemed? So how is life redeemed? So our life is redeemed from destruction is when there is forgiveness of iniquity and also healing of diseases. So when these two things are done, why? Because what does disease do? It wants to destroy you. The end point is destruction. Go to hell or go to the grave. But first of all, come as sickness. Is that not so? And from there, you break down. It will break down your immune system. What your body naturally should fight. You don't have strength to fight it anymore. You need extra help. You need aid. You need physician. Somebody has to come. By yourself, you can't heal yourself. We can't heal ourselves. Somebody has to step into the room and do the healing. So, who redeemed thy life from destruction and do what? And crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Loving kindness and tender mercy. We need to be crowned with it. So they now need to satisfy our mouth with good things. good things. Things at the right hand. Things of the throne. Things. Things of redemption. Things of salvation. Things incorruptible, undefiled, that faded not away. Things that can make us stand. Why? When that is done, thy youth shall be renewed like the eagles. You will mount. You will what? You will mount. I'm seeing you mounting. Do you know it takes strength to mount? For you to flap those wings that the eagle will flap is strength. That's where other birds stop. That's the starting point. That flapping, you know what is flapping? Another law. Making flap and mount. It's not easy to mount. Forces are against mounting. That's why it will mount and break certain zones in the air where it can take advantage of the wind. So when you don't see that water in Ezekiel 47, amen. It first of all measured 1,000 cubits. Later, he measured another 1,000, making two. These were the threefold waters. The threefold waters. By the time you get to the water of the Father, it should cover you. The first fold, 1,000. Second fold, third fold, it's a river that one could not pass. That river covered him, immersed him totally. So that tells me truly that the three names, once you are done with the third, the name should cover you completely. So they are immersing you. Once the name of the Father is done, the thing has covered you. You are a candidate for eternal life. Now, because that water is coming from a place. They say water is issued out from eastward. Eastward is the place of the beginning. That's what east represents. It's the beginning or the source. That's why the sun rises from the east in the morning and sets west. So east is the place of the beginning. So the water is issuing out from that place. Now, it will not take, you know, say he called it water. But from the third measurement, he didn't call it what they call it, river. So that same river is also called crystal. In Revelation 22, he called it the crystal water that flows from the throne. He said that river, hallelujah, you will see trees. The trees are around the river, and then they have leaves. And those leaves are for the healing of nations. So everything about the tree, why? Because that tree is the image of the water. It's a crystal water. So when you go back to that same Ezekiel, you know, they said anywhere where that water gets to, even with the things were dead, they will come back to life. 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 And they will catch fishes. They will catch fishes. Fishes are souls. Great souls. Souls that have stake in the kingdom. As we look up to heaven from today till Sunday, let that water touch our soul. Amen. Father, let that water come as a mighty river. Amen. Let the water come. Let it come. Let your water come. Amen. Father, let your water come. Amen. We will not struggle with the waters. We won't struggle with the waters. Amen. We'll allow the water to carry us. Amen. We'll allow the water to lead us. Amen. We'll allow the water to wash us. Amen. We'll allow the water to cleanse us. Waters! 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 Your water! Your water! Your water! Your water! water. Your water. Your water. Your water. Your water. Your water. You will take from our vessels bad water. You will flush away bad water. You will flush away bad water. Father. Father, you will fill our cup. But you will empty it first. You will pour until all the bad waters are off. And you will fill it with new waters. New waters. New waters. When the motions of sin come, they won't meet their waters in us. When the motions of the old man comes, it won't meet their waters in us. Why? Because they need that water to move. They need it to move. But when they come, they won't meet their waters anymore. There won't be anything they can ride upon. There won't be anything they can use. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Father. Because at the end of this week, I will carry new waters. I will carry new waters. I will carry new waters.
Trestigelor di ambago. Ivani kest venon di ala brektos diniana. Avinende lo kokonie veniesia. Healing waters. Healing waters. Healing waters. Healing waters. Healing waters. Oh, for I will be serving you healing waters. Even in these 7 days. In these 7 days. In these 7 days, I come to you with my healing waters. I come to you with my healing waters. Even to fill your vessel. Even to immerse you. Even to immerse you. That you come anew. That a new you can emerge. A new you. A new you. A new you. A whole you. Whole. Sound. Whole. Sound. Whole. Sound. For I have come to take away your diseases. I have come to take away your diseases. I have come even to make you whole. To make you whole. To make you whole as an offering that is acceptable to my Father. That my Father can accept as an offering. I have come to make you whole. Oh, watch. Watch. Observe. Look to me. Look up to me, for that's where the waters come from. For there will be a downpour. There will be a downpour. By the mouth of my servant, there will be a downpour. There will be a downpour. There will be a downpour. You will be drenched. You will be drenched. I will drench your soul. I will drench your soul. I will drench your soul. And your soul will come out with substance of the water. Substance of the water. Substance of the water. Virtues of the water. Virtues, nature of the water, of the water. A new you is about to be born. A new you is about to be born. Do not joke with this time. I have even helped my servant to prepare you. To prepare you as you approach this mountain. You have to be prepared. And you have been prepared today.
so that you can receive all that I, the great physician, have come to bring. Yes, prepare your heart. Go in this mind, and receive all that I have come to bring, all that I have come to give, all that I have come to offer, even gifts and sacrifices in these 7 days. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.